You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Hey, we're live. I keep forgetting there's a delay there. What's up, everybody?
What's good? How are you?
What's good? What's good with you?
I'm just chilling, bro. Huh? We went to the Adidas Jamaica kit launch.
Bro, shouts to the Adidas Jamaica launch event.
They had a band.
They had a DJ. I left just before the band actually started because the band started talking.
Oh, yeah, and that was too much for
my
you.
My guy was. He was yipping.
He was talking.
Everybody. Also, Mike got to hang out.
I did. It was a really cool experience. First time I've ever done something like that.
Right.
I walk in
a few minutes late because I was coming back from a meeting, and as soon as I walk in, I see a plate with crumbs on it and a 3/4 drink red stripe in Mike's hand, and I go, "Oh my God, party!"
I didn't know Mike Malley was Jamaican.
I know, right?
Straight from Kingston.
Got the braids in. Dirty whining. Does he whining, bro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm like, yo, get up, Christian. That's not your job as a producer, bro.
But it was dope. Shout out to Pele Soccer Store on Times Square.
Yeah, man. Shouts to everybody at Pele Soccer. Shouts to everyone at Adidas. Shouts to all the other people that came through that walked in and said, thank you for throwing this party, Cooligans. And I said, well, no problem. Happy to do it. So funny. But yeah, there was a blast, man. And Mike got to see a little bit of just what our superstar life is like.
Exactly.
You know, not being on the list and having to show them text.
Life of the rich and famous.
I swear, Mike, they know who we are, bro.
You know, just the clout we have to be able to beg the right people to get in. But no, it was dope. We had a good time. The Jamaica, maybe I'll pull it up on screen. The Jamaica, it's not the third kit, it's the training top.
This is the one with like the pattern on it.
Yeah, and it has like sort of like flowers and like this dot pattern.
Wasn't as big a fan of that one. You like that one?
Oh, that was my favorite one. The home and away kit were like cool, but this training top was incredible.
Nah, the home kit is the yellowish one, right? The goldish
one. Yeah, yeah.
Had like the little baby pinstripes in it or something like that.
Yeah.
You pointed it out to me, Mike. I'm like, yo, this is a classy kit.
It's clean.
You know what? It is super clean. And what I like is, look, you're wearing one of the older Adidas kits, similar to the ones that we've all had in the past. It has the three diagonal stripes, and it says the word Adidas underneath. Now they got rid of the word Adidas, and it's just the three diagonal stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, it's nice. It's classy.
Yeah, so yeah, this is what we're checking out. But this was the...
You know what? It looks better in the photo than it did in person. Maybe it was just too dark in the one area that I looked at it at. This is nice.
This was fire,
but
bro.
I'm going to look like a goddamn Christmas ornament in this thing.
No, this was dope. So we had a great time checking this
no
out.
No one's going to say Wagwan to me, bro, if I'm wearing this. They're going to be like, what the hell?
I did love it. Okay, all right, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans, everybody.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
We out here. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros. And I agree with Crimson Pizza. We got a Latino-fy Mike the producer. So now he's producer Miguel.
I'm good with that. I can go with
Miguel.
Let's
go, Miguelito.
Miguel, how's your Spanish, Mike? I'm curious.
Puedo hablar un poco.
Yay!
Whoa!
No, that was pretty good.
I appreciate...
You played something before that was in Spanish, and he laughed at the right time. I'm like, oh, they sent the mole in here, bro. Okay.
We can't talk about him in front of him.
He'd be understanding when we do this. You know what I'm talking about? Damn. Because I don't lower my voice. I just block my face a little bit.
That's a soccer player movie. Just put your hand over the
back. Yeah, right. What are you doing afterwards, bro? You want to do an asado?
So, shouts to our new Latino producer, Mike, who's out here. A big MLS heavy day because MLS starts back up this weekend. Bro, we got a little preview of Apple TV and what the production
was. It a free view if you didn't have the pass?
I believe
you
so. I think it was a. I think it was free. Yeah,
give them a little taste. That's the drug dealer shit. Like bro. Give them a little taste. They're gonna want it. They're gonna come back.
Okay. Hey, you know, I've seen enough episodes of The Wire. I know how this works. So
for a kid who grew up in Gunset Park, you needed to watch The Wire.
I mean, I did. I didn't. I mean, I don't know what your experience around drugs as an adolescent, but I remember as a kid that I would see the little vials in that were in The
crack,
Wire, the
little crack cases.
The little vials. Yeah. And I was like, oh, there's the blue ones, there's the red. It was like a little game. I used to like collect them off the ground. But
no,
I didn't
touch them, did you?
I didn't touch them.
Oh my god,
not a lot. But
he's
you know,
man, I'm jazzed in first period.
I didn't
bro.
Like lick my fingers
yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah, you didn't light them. Is there any residual?
As a kid, I'm like, look at these little cute little. They have little different color caps. It was like a collectible.
That's like you know, the little button baggies, you know, that you would see cocaine get sold in.
Yeah.
You know, or you'd buy like the little nickel bags. They'd be like the blue ones.
You'd buy them?
No, you was in the royal you.
Okay. I just need to be like, we're not condoning any of this
no,
behavior.
I mean, it's legal in most states now. Crack is not. Unless you're playing a great youthful game. And you know, now that people are saying like all these kids are always in their phones, look at the other option. Entertaining yourself by picking up crack vials.
But no, I didn't do it. Luckily, didn't do any of it. Just avoided
you
it.
You survived it. You know what? High five, dude.
We are examples of making it out of the hood. And,
yes.
And basically what
without
happened,
a record.
Without a record. And then, I mean, I don't have a record.
Well, mine, before 18, you know, you can't open. It. So,
okay. So it's irrelevant.
We don't know what's in there. It could be anything.
Okay. When they do a background check, there's a few things omitted.
Yeah, there's a lot of redacted, let's just say.
Not important.
Remember the first time I got hired by a major corporation. I was like, are y'all sure?
I didn't do drugs mostly because I think a lot of the kids I grew up with were like, nah, man, you're too corny to do drugs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
you gotta not be a virgin. Then you could do drugs.
You and your friends couldn't hold the drugs because you were carrying your music equipment, your bassoon.
Yeah, dude.
To band practice, bro.
I wish I was cool enough to. My school didn't even have a band. That
nah, man, me neither.
Bro, okay, anyway.
Bro, I asked them, like, how come we don't do home ec? And they were like, man, get back in math class. You look like you don't need home ec.
Okay.
Nick Red said, come on, Christian. There were no drugs in Newark. Not one bit. Only moving through.
they didn't even have pharmacies, bro.
Michael Raymond called me Misdemeanor Alexis.
Nice.
Call me Misdemeanor Alexis.
So, Major League Soccer is returning, and then so if some people saw what it was like in the preseason match that Apple TV had, they had the first you know, run through. We saw the studio at 106 in Park.
Bro, they got the old 106 in Park studio.
The old 106 in Park
I'm hearing
studio.
That might be temporary, though. I hear they're building out like an actual.
Oh, but this one, it looks good.
Yeah. Free and AJ are in there like, what? Get out of here.
It looks like a proper Apple store. You know,
it's a nice
little spot.
I like it.
I like it, too. It's clean.
I also noticed not a lot of suits. Did you notice?
I guess not a lot. I don't know. There's some suits.
Some hip clothing going on over there. MLS is like, hey, Gen Z. Look at us. Check out our kicks. It's not just on the pitch, right, everyone?
How do you do, fellow kids?
Yeah, dude. So so it looked good. I would say the first thing I...
Crimson Pizza said Pele bassoon. Is it great? Is bassoon an instrument?
Yeah, bassoon is an instrument.
Oh,
thank
God. I was just trying to think of... I know cello isn't that big. I couldn't think of a big instrument that you'd be carrying.
S27 in the chat says, Apple TV production is very good. MLS playoff format sucks. Yeah, we'll get to that.
All right, S27, don't... You want to write our bios, dude, for these shows?
So, but I do want to start there, and we can talk about the MLS production. The first thing that was great, I think we mentioned this yesterday briefly, but the quality of the broadcast. After watching a game in you know, it looked like 1080p, maybe 4. I assume it's 1080p. After watching an MLS match in 1080p, you're like. It almost feels like you're like, why weren't they doing, they couldn't do this before? Like, even on a regular, like, ESPN or Fox broadcast, it was not, it didn't seem like that quality that I was watching on Saturday.
In fact, when we were at the Adidas event, I commented, or I think it was Mike might have commented to the one of the Adidas reps that, hey, the new kits look great. Somebody said it. And we just had a short conversation about the kits. And we're like, it's a big change from the last 2 years where it seemed like you guys weren't trying very hard. And, you know, I just got like a big wide eye like, why would you suggest that, dude? And he was like, oh, do you know
you
that
can't,
we don't know?
You can't say the quiet part out loud, Alexis, bro.
But something tells me that, you know, even with the production of it, it seemed like maybe the other partners previous to Apple TV, Apple TV Plus, were like, okay, I don't think we're getting them back, so we don't need to don't need to try as hard. We don't need to upgrade. But it seems like this is like fresh and new, you know?
Right.
It's like buying new furniture for a new apartment. You know what I mean? They're like, all right, we don't, you know what I mean?
Right, right. It's just like starting kind of from the ground up.
Right.
And they, I watched the Orlando New England Revolution game, and it just like, again, just the fact that it looked as good as it did, I just immediately, to me, raised the credibility of the league, right? Because
it does. It there, does. 100%.
Like, I'll be watching. Sometimes I'll casually watch a game in Argentina, or casually watch a game in Portugal or something that's on like Fubo TV or whatever. I'll watch it and I'm just like, okay, I assume they don't have like the proper satellites to send me this image in a quality
You don't think what I think, which is like a guy with a camcorder just doing this?
But it's not that. It's not just camcorder. It's just there's something about the how the image is just delivered. Maybe locally it might be clearer.
A big issue for Americans for a long time viewing, especially stuff from Europe, as lower quality is because in especially in the UK, which I think set the standard for Europe, they shoot everything in 50 frames per second.
Okay.
Which when it's converted to 30 or 24, it's 29.9, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But for 24 film, everything looks weird. That's why European shows seem like they were shot on like camcorder, like that.
Right,
like,
right.
Why are you moving too smoothly? You know what I mean? It's like that type of stuff. So I think that was a big issue for the games as well. But now that it's like a standard across the board,
yeah,
things do look different. But like, you know, there's times where I'll be like, oh, the Uruguayan, you know, Clásico, let me watch this on Gold TV. And I'm like, is it? What, you got Motorola Razors out there? Why? Y'all spend a lot of money.
I'm glad I can be on the other side of the world and watch it. Yeah. But like, am I too like first world problem-y?
Yeah.
Being like, could this be a little bit better quality?
This is like when I went viral I was like, hey, I just randomly, Fubo, when we first signed for Fubo, they gave us every channel.
Yeah.
So I just randomly was watching a game in, I believe it was like Nicaragua or Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
Or El Salvador, I was watching something, and I noted the camera panned, and there's barely anyone in the stadium. There's a couple people in the stadium, very, very small stadium, I think in a rural part of whatever country this was in. And the thing panned, and there were hundreds of people on a hill overlooking the game, not paying, and there's barely anyone in the stadium. And I was like, I just commented, I'm like, oh, this is so lit. I took a screen cap of it, and I'm like, oh, this is so lit, like, mad people just showed up to the hill.
Yeah,
and it's like a street. It's like there's three buildings in this town. And they're all standing on the street, hands in their pockets, watching the game. And no one's in the stadium. And it went bananas in whatever country this was.
Yeah.
Because they're like, an American who talks about soccer just watching our game.
It just looks like the Little League World Series with the parents on the grass in the back.
I remember like the ref like whistled at the fans. And they were like, get out. I'm not even in the stadium. You can't get mad
about to throw out the parents in a professional game in Uruguay.
Get back to your pickup truck.
So that was probably the best part, and you know, I think I forgot the guy's name. There's somebody on Twitter. His name might be Mark or something like that. But he's the guy that he works for MLS and does all the involved in the broadcasts and graphics. And people are just like, he's great. He just like he'll post a tweet and be like, what do you think we should do for the graphic? And then people are like, oh, the score bug has a, you know, there's a wrong color for the Revolution. Can you fix that? And they're like, halftime, it's fixed. It's just like a great, it's like a customer service line.
What a great a direct line to a guy on his laptop.
Which is so cool. But this is how, you know.
I did not like the bug, the score bug.
You didn't like it?
Nah, it's just very, it's square. There's like no.
It's very minimalist.
It's minimalist, general, but also too big.
Okay.
It felt like you were watching a video game stream where, like, you know, they put stuff up like on OBS or something.
Right.
They'll make their own. It felt like that. It didn't feel It didn't feel Apple-ized.
All right. Whatever that means.
Put the scores in Apple Watches, bro. They should go all in.
Just really integrate all the products.
Right. In fact, just make the frame someone holding an iPad. That's how you're watching it.
The one thing I did notice was the transition wipe.
Whoa, wait a minute. Trish Murphy just said, anyone else get the free MLS season pass from T-Mobile today?
Yes, I did get that.
That's a T-Mobile thing?
Mm-hmm.
So I have T-Mobile.
Everybody, if you have T-Mobile, you will get a MLS season pass.
You have to download the T-Mobile Tuesdays app.
Right, right.
Which I did not know for a while until they gave away a free Popeye's chicken sandwich. And then I downloaded it on every device. And I'm not even slightly making
that
up.
My guy is just like setting alerts.
Bro, I'm running around a different machine. Bro.
How many?
Yeah. I'm calling Dee. She's like, I'm saving someone's life. I'm like, could you pause for one moment?
Everybody on the family plan, get a Popeye's.
Hola, ma, mira. Tiene que tener un app que se llama T-Mobile Tuesday.
Yo, you walk through explaining to your mom 100%. How to install the app. Yeah. So
ponme
you can get
FaceTime. Ponme en FaceTime, ma. Mira, un sandwich de pollo frito. Mira, te doy mitad. Te doy mitad. I'm splitting with her. I don't even give her the whole thing.
Bro.
Llama tía.
So the I did see that earlier today. So if you do have T-Mobile, I hate that they did it this close because I have T-Mobile. I mean, also I'm a season ticket holder.
Look, Steven Perales said the same thing you were probably about to say, which is I paid a month, canceled it, and now I'm seeing only new members can use the code.
Bro, that is a crime,
bro. Already, you've dealt with customer service more than anybody should. Dude, what's that guy's name? Mark? Message Mark. See if he can.
That is wild. So, yeah, I know a few people will probably be in that, in that position. So, hopefully, maybe the T-Mobile or maybe Apple could, like, maybe if you call, maybe they could, like, do something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hit us up. We'll fix it.
Their customer service can't even help me with my phone. I'm sure they're going to help you with your season pass.
Apple known altruistic corporation.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think it was a good first introduction to what MLS is going to look like for the next decade. And
Do you think this will have a net positive effect on the league? Because we asked a lot of questions regarding moving it to this behind this paywall. For the most part, I think it's something like 90 games are behind a paywall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moving it to behind a paywall, do you think that's going to grow the league? Do you think it's going to have like a desired effect on the league? Because I think upping the value of it is going to up the clips. It's going to draw a lot more attention. But there still is that question of like, is there enough meat in MLS? Not to make it about food again. Is there enough meat in MLS for people to decide, yeah, now's the time I'm going to care. If they haven't cared already. Everyone in our chat, for the most part, unless Jamal's here, cares. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I get that everyone here would be excited for it.
I mean, it's a risk, clearly, but a risk that, Apple is very much willing to take. They want to get into sports. And will it work? It's difficult for me to ask me that question because I'm going to watch it regardless of where it goes, right?
Well, you can possibly think hypothetically.
Right, in general, I do think the good part is a lot of people have Apple devices. Apple will be essentially marketing MLS Season Pass heavily to its own user base. And if they can get 10% of those people to subscribe who otherwise would not watch MLS, that's a huge amount of money. So
that's the question, though. Is there the thing that entices them to see it? Well, to at least pull the trigger.
I mean, this is the where the marketing experts have to come in and figure it all out. I don't know. I mean, what makes you care about a sport? That's such a very difficult.
A league is different than a sport because there's a lot of people that care about the sport and don't care about this league. What's going to convert them? Some people think it's maybe superstar names.
Sure, but then also
Insigne.
But there's also the United States is an interesting project because there are also a lot of people who don't care about the sport that you can try to win over to get them to be a customer.
Do you think that's more prudent than? Is it easier to convince an NFL fan who doesn't like soccer to watch MLS, or is it easier to convince a Premier League fan who doesn't watch MLS to watch MLS?
Easier.
That's a huge.
Yeah, the easier I would have to assume would be a Premier League fan.
I think you might be wrong, because at least they may have a preconceived negative connotation of MLS, where an NFL fan has no. They don't know what to expect from soccer. They're like, I heard Messi good. I don't know why I gave y'all a southern accent. I'm going to get emails. I'm so sorry. It was very immediate. When I think NFL, I think ye, and he thinks ha. But I think it might be easier to convince. I mean, and I'm contradicting the point I was making earlier.
Right.
It might be easier to convince non-soccer fans to watch MLS than it is someone who may already have a negative connotation, or MLS has a negative connotation to them.
And we agree. So look at that. No debate here. We're all good.
Did we agree?
Kind of.
Kind of?
I have a question. Do you guys think that just by MLS being on Apple now, and just like the prevalence of Apple as a company, do you think that will make MLS more popular just in general? Like, people will randomly catch, oh, hey, Apple is doing something with MLS. I like Apple. Let me check that out.
That's the point I'm making, is that Apple as a brand in itself is so much more popular than MLS that if they can just get some people to care about the fact that, oh, Apple's collabing with MLS. Like,
but not everything Apple does hits.
There's very few things that don't.
No, Apple Home? You got one?
I don't have one, but Apple Home is very big.
I don't got one.
It's doing all right.
Didn't Apple also have Apple Glass, or was that Google?
That was Google.
That was Google.
Okay, Google would be really failing on some.
I mean, tell me what Apple products have failed.
All right. You expect me to have this information
on the ready? It's one of the most... one of the biggest companies in the world. Apple Home is not, I would not say it's a failure. They keep remodeling it and doing and adding new iterations of it year after year.
Boom. So, Apple products that failed. The Apple Newton. You remember that? I don't. Apple Pippin. Yo, Round Mouse. I don't even know what it is. It sounds stupid.
Sure. I mean, there were.
Remember when they put U2 on everyone? Are you a U2 fan?
Oh, that was bad. I remember that.
All right, so let's say they put an MLS match in everyone's iPod.
They gave everybody something for free. What a failure.
Bro, you didn't ask for it. I didn't ask for it.
Okay. Well, they're not doing that with MLS.
Look, I don't even know what Apple eMate is, but it sounds illegal, bro.
Look, but the number of products that failed, you've never even really heard of. I mean, that's...
Because it failed.
It didn't even get to a point where you even were aware of it for it to fail. The point I'm making is that
which is Apple, where we're at right now with MLS for a lot of people.
Apple is a wildly successful company. So even the marketing engine behind Apple and Apple products is just such a great sign. So that's why my theory is that alone will help. But I don't MLS succeed in a huge way.
You're hoping that it's marketed by MLS by default.
Not hoping anything. That is my theory. That's what I think happen.
But Apple isn't marketing MLS. Apple is allowing MLS product on it. But MLS still has to produce it all, still has to do everything else. So I don't know that there is that. There's definitely going to be an overlap, an overrun of some of that, you know, marketing by virtue of having the word Apple in there or Apple also sharing it.
Sure.
But it's not like Apple's pushing MLS now. MLS is pushing MLS on Apple. I
love Kevin Foy just said, Alexis said, Apple's a failure while looking up failing Apple products on his Mac.
And my iPhone is ready. AirPods are in the bag. Look, some of their products have slept. But is MLS going to be a home pod or is it going to be AirPods?
Kevincho asked, games should be in 60 frames per second. No, I actually don't think. I think watching sports in 60 frames per second might be a little weird.
I say put it 120 frames per second. Why not, bro? Let's see all of it, bro. Also, it's probably better for VAR if you use it.
I think it might look a little odd. I don't know. I don't know what they're normally. I assume they're normally in 30 frames per second, but you know, even films. I guess it's more about like the experience and like the art direction. Like, what do you want? Because it might feel like
it's jarring at first to see something in 60 frames.
Like when they started doing the shallow depth of field camera, like NFL started doing this, and then I think
6K camera. Yeah.
La Liga does this a lot, and it looks great, and it's to the point where people think it's Madden.
Yeah.
So that's the problem, is that it might look cool, but people might not know if it's actually real.
That's like the first time I ever saw a TV in 60 frames, we were by a PC Richards in our old apartment. Mm-hmm. And I walked by and they had The Dark Knight playing in 60 frames. It was a scene where there's an explosion with like a land bridge over it. And I'm looking, I'm like, was this filmed on a phone? Like, it seems so odd to me that the explosion would be that. It's too realistic. It doesn't feel cinematic
anymore. Yeah, we're so used to, I mean, films are usually at 24 frames per second. So we're, I think human beings and the human eye is just so conditioned to consuming things in a certain way and how it sort of looks at it, that it associates, you associate a feeling with what it is that you're watching. And sometimes if sports were that, if it felt like you were actually there and you're watching it on TV, you would just start questioning it and stuff like that. Anyway, I think eventually people would get used to it, but
Will get used to it. They always do. There's a gentleman named Lex, so I trust him already, in the chat said rumors going around that the NBA might be on Apple TV Plus in the future, which I do think MLS is a bit of a guinea pig. They're benefiting from being the first.
Okay.
But this is a test run for Apple to say, like, let's see if people care about sports on our thing. And if it does, it will start to grow. And I think this is the way to move forward for all sports, which is to not have the stupid local blackouts, none of that stuff.
Right.
I think this is the move, is to have it on available on any device you want, whenever the hell you want.
We've already seen it with the NFL going to Amazon Prime on Thursday nights. Like, streaming is definitely the way of the future for these.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, the idea, you know, the...
They said initially, like, cut the cord, save money. Now, see, we got 45 streaming services. And I'm like, yeah, I was spending three times more than what I spent for cable.
Welcome to the dad segment of the week.
All right, I guess Alexis has an endless amount of money.
Hey,
he doesn't
Christian,
care.
What grind your gears, dude? But it does feel like even ESPN with ESPN Plus, it seems like there is a benefit to having it on a linear network so that people can happen upon it. But it seems like the ability to watch any game you want on your devices will trump that other. What a word I had to use there. but yeah, will be a bigger benefit than just having it on, say, Fox.
Okay. My only complaint from the broadcast was the transition wipe that they use to go from one shot to another.
It's a little amateurish.
It's a little bit like. Like, you know, when we started live streaming on OBS, like you would see the MLS Apple TV graphic like before the image, like, or after the image. It was just, it's a little amateurish, guys.
You gotta step your game up.
Let's fix that by Saturday. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not,
you know what? You go Google other transitions, you could download a pack, bro. Bro,
I mean, you see, I got this one right here, bro.
Bro, ready to go.
Why Apple MLS?
Man, do they need to borrow it?
To use that exact one.
Send him the DMG, bro.
Okay. So it was, I'm excited about the future of, I think, of what MLS is going
to
look
like.
But
we should talk about the playoffs. But before we talk about the playoffs, we should talk a little bit about, you know, how we like to relax.
We, of course.
You know? Because I'm sure everyone is wondering, hey, Alexis, Christian, you guys are on all the time, right? What do you do to kick back?
2 days a week, all the time.
You've earned it. Okay? You've earned the right to kick your feet up a little bit, right?
For real.
Producer Miguel wants to relax. So what do you got to do? What do? We kick our feet up. And what? We reach for a freezing cold can with a little Blue Mountain on it that tells you it's the perfect temperature to drink. Of Coors Light, everybody.
That's right. Yes. Cold, free. Alexis prefers it in ice form. Just Coors Light in ice cubes.
Give me, oh my God. Let it melt and drink it again.
But no, it's always the move. Today's show, obviously, brought to you by Coors Light. That's always, the beer that's made to chill. And that's what the Cooligans are all about. Just two dudes who chill.
Yeah. And we work really, really hard. Harder than anyone you know. Trust me.
Correct.
2 days. For about 2 hours, we are busting our backs. But obviously, being hilarious and on all the time means that sometimes we gotta shut it off and just chill. And why not drink the beer that's made to chill? A nice ice cold Coors Light.
That's okay. So when it's time to relax, just open a Coors Light. It's a mountain cold refreshment made to chill. So get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
That's right. That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
4th of July savings are happening now at the Home Depot. So get ready to go big with backyard barbecues for all your friends and family. Level up with the Next Grill 4-burner propane gas grill, now $199 from the Home Depot. Its extra large cooking surface is perfect for supersized entertaining. Take your grilling to the next level with 4th of July savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, let's talk about the MLS new playoff format.
Can someone explain to us the MLS new playoff format?
No, we'll try our best to explain it, but essentially...
I'm willing to say I'll ban this from the country of Bangola, bro.
Bangola?
Blangola? Blangola.
Bangola's a different Bangola country.
What's happening on the other side of this wall I built, bro?
Okay.
I hear a lot of rubbing.
Major League Soccer was going from, obviously, the last, 3 years?
Remember when it was home and away?
It was home and away.
Aggregate. And then people were like, hey, one of these games is usually kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
You should go to single game elimination. And then they did. And it was wild lit.
It was pretty fun. And the last 3 years, it's been single game elimination.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been great. You know, it's definitely less games.
Right.
But... There was something lost, right? There were a couple, you know, we all remember a couple years ago the Montreal-Toronto two-game series that you know, Montreal was leading in the first one, and then Toronto came.
We
went to the first one, mm-hmm. and then Toronto won the second one. It was an unbelievable game, but tons of goals.
Didier Drogba was a wild one.
Great, great game.
But those were few and far between. For the most part, somebody would park the bus, especially, you know.
Well, usually the first game was just like a little bit, more cautious, right? But now...
Well, like, one game made it lit. So how do you advance on that? Go to a half game. That's what I'm... Right? Is that
straight penalty kicks. Just do only penalty kicks.
Yo, just straight pens. Walk up. All pressure.
Bro, the game lasts 16 minutes and you're done.
It's Kentucky Derby status, bro.
Everybody wear your big hats.
Yo, here's a hot toddy. And get ready for nothing but pens, bro.
So the now this is what the new format is going to be.
Explain it to me, because I looked at Jeff Reuter's tweet,
mm-hmm.
who I believe tweeted it out first.
Yes.
And it was a very brief explanation, and I am still kind of lost.
So we're going to have the first match in the playoff is going to be a wild card game for the 8th and 9th place. So the 8th place team will play the 9th place team, and that team will get into the final 8 in that conference.
So this was the conversation about the group style, World Cup style playoff format. Remember? This is what they came up with. That was the rumor being dropped.
Yeah, that was the initial rumor. But
so the group stage is technically the first round. The first round is the only round where they play three, best of three.
Okay, so yeah, the first round is the best of three. But before that first round, there is that wild card game.
That's a wild card game, single elimination.
Right.
A lot of fun. Okay, that's fun. Then the first round, this is everyone's involved. Everyone who made the playoffs.
Correct.
Now is involved in this, right? You got one versus whoever won 8 through 9, two versus seven.
One versus the wild card winner.
Yeah.
Two versus seven,
three versus six.
And five and four.
They have to play three matches, best of three, no ties.
Right. So they don't have to play three matches. It's best of three.
Best of three.
So at most, they will play three matches. But which I'm sort of fine with. My only issue
here... So it's a home and away with a...
With a tiebreaker, the third game.
Wait. Okay, yeah. Yeah. As opposed to just doing aggregate.
Right. So because... And this is my issue here, and this is why I don't like it, is no draws being allowed in any
of
the games.
Which is the rules in Bangola, baby. No draws. I hear a lot of rub.
Okay. A lot of commandos out here.
Yeah. The whole place is an army, bro, by these rules.
So that's my biggest issue right there, is the fact that...
Hold on. If we can look at it from... You know, an unbiased perspective. If you're new to soccer, it's kind of lit, right? Like everything has penalties attached to it. If you draw even by the end of 90, I'm assuming there's not going to be extra time. These players are going to be gassed.
I would assume so. I haven't read the full article, so I don't know if that's been a specific detail. This is what I imagine. Is if there's no draws allowed in the games, then you don't need extra time, right? You just go... You should go straight to pens. Just go straight to pens. So essentially, you could realistically have a best of three series all go to penalties. Three games that go to penalties.
If you're an MLS exec and you're an Apple TV exec, you're thinking that's the best case scenario, no?
Right. Yeah, you get the most amount of like just watch time.
And the most heightened in each of those.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't...
If you're a fan, is that not kind of exciting? I'm starting to turn around on this thing. Is that not kind of exciting?
Red T in the chat just said too many games. This is a joke.
Is it? Is it? Because MLS plays,
my instinct is to be like, this is too many games, but it's not.
MLS plays less games and a shorter season than most leagues.
34 versus 38 in most leagues. Yes.
Right.
And it's Bundesliga is 30.
But they have a big gap in the middle. So it's a shortened season, right? Which has always been a knock against MLS. Playoffs have higher ratings than regular season. So if you're smart, you're not going to increase the amount of regular season games. You're going to increase the amount of playoff games. If you're going to increase the amount of playoff games, you could do that by allowing more teams in, which would be ridiculous. We're already at eight, right? So how do you do that? You make each game have the most intensity possible, which is a penalty. I'm completely sold now.
No, my big issue is, look, I think that would be quite a spectacle if you have... Like I got three games that, and they all go to penalties. My instinct is to be like, it's not necessarily too many games. I would have been fine with going by aggregate, having the two matches aggregate. And for that round, have that. And then the rest. And this is the last part of it, that the conference semis, the conference final and the MLS Cup final will all be single game elimination. So,
you know what?
It's just this round that has this like kind of spin on it.
I think they messed up by saying no draws. There's a joke there. Which means I was invited to Bangola. Here's the problem. Hear me out. You know, patronize me here a little bit. If the first two matches end in draws and the final third match is heading to a draw, then wouldn't that be the most intense penalties? Because that would be the deciding factor. So would that not have the most implications, the most excitement, the most anticipation?
It would, but don't you think it takes a little bit away from that third game penalties if you just saw two other matches also go to penalties?
I'm suggesting what if you allowed draws? So let's say it was 2-2, 1-1, last match, 1-1, going into penalties. That's for everything now. And this is round one.
Yeah.
Would that not have been better than no draws?
I think it would have been better than no. Yeah, I think that's better. Huh. But it's also less.
So why make the decision? I can get in the head of Don Garber, right? Here's me holding a cigar.
Right? Say Tali just said, all-star skills challenge for the third game.
Yeah. Buddy, you didn't get the ball in enough buckets. The Minnesota United is out, dude. What is the reason behind the no draws? Because if you have a third game...
So that's my issue with it, is that it feels...
No, but why? Why? Think about why.
It feels like they're demonizing the draw. Like, Americans can't... They hate... Draws and like because they
well no because NFL points fans don't matter
and a lot of other you know fans of other sports make this complaint all the time. They say soccer is low scoring, ends in a draw. Americans don't like that.
NFL can end in a tie,
but we've seen it is very rare. But we've seen so many like comics do this same bit over and over. Like it ends in a draw. That's not American. They need to kill each other after or something, right?
Yeah.
This so
one of them should be dressed as an eagle.
So that's the I feel like MLS is bowing down to the people who make that complaint because there's nothing really wrong with draws.
I don't agree because if they did that, they'd be bringing back more of the 90s stuff. Like I think they did a red card. Not a red card, a flag. Remember then they do flags back in the day?
Like a challenge flag? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. They had flags at one point. They did
in MLS?
Remember they had the clock going the other way?
Which
Old Trafford
the
does,
old
by the
MLS
way.
Penalties. They tried a bunch of things.
What I'm saying is there's got to be a reason for the no draws, a strategic reason. We're not figuring it out.
I don't
know. Really upsetting me.
I don't know what it is exactly. I look.
Because it makes sense that you could have draws and then you get guaranteed a third game. By virtue of there being a draw, the first one, you increase the opportunity for a third game to happen. You don't now. So maybe that was an argument against that the players were like, dude, this would be too many games. Because after this, it goes back to single game elimination.
Yeah.
Which is wild exciting.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, look, if I was in a room kind of negotiating what this what the playoffs would look like, I would be fine with this.
I'd be throwing stuff off the table.
I would make this concession, except for I would allow draws. That would be my main thing.
I get that.
The thing I would really push for is to go for two games and just go by aggregate. That is, to me, feels like you get a home.
No, we've already seen that fail. Yes. Teams, it's been boring.
Champions League does it.
It's a different.
It's the same format.
It's the same format, but it's different implications because you're going country to country. Some teams only can park the bus, but you have like some real super teams that are involved in Champions League. So you would
want to get rid of the aggregate in Champions League too?
No, because it's not a safe bet to park the bus in Champions League. It's a safe bet in MLS. There's enough parity where you can negate the other team's superpower, if you will, by parking the bus.
Okay, I don't agree, but
we've
fine.
Seen these games be boring so much so that you and I on this very show called for single game elimination, and now you want to bring that back?
No, I'm saying if we were in a room negotiating all this stuff, and somebody saying, well, I want three games, I want no draws, I would have to concede something. I would have to say, oh, I want this, but I'm willing to get rid of this.
We know people complained about and was boring. And it was boring.
Look, and we're going to see in these best of three, there's no guarantee that it's going to be entertaining either. So
no, but and this is why I'm trying to figure out why would they move away from no draw? Why would they suggest no draws and move away from the potential of a draw? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Could it just be that they want like the intensity of penalty kicks? Like, they just want penalty kicks at the end of every game to make it more exciting.
Yeah, which is a point I said earlier. I mean, maybe.
I would say overall.
It just seems like you're taking away the opportunity for there to be, like, one really intense. Mm-hmm. Maybe, and maybe you still get that.
It seems
three.
Like the most important thing about these playoffs is to have more games. And that is, to me, that is why you get rid of the draws.
But then you get more games with draws.
Okay. I mean, it's...
It increases the likelihood of there being more games.
Sure,
because somebody wins.
But I'm saying I understand. But what they're saying is like it can't end in a draw. There has to be a result. There's going to be a three games regardless. It's just the fact of seeing the same score to them it appears like that is a negative look on the league.
I think you're making the leap that you're assuming that they're trying to Americanize it because they're afraid of that. I don't see it that way because Apple TV is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for us. So there's really no benefit. I don't think now I'm going back against the previous company. I'm flip-flopping here, folks. But I don't think they stand to gain anything by trying to appease fans of other American sports who are like, get away from these draws. I don't think you stand to gain anything. Because now the whole world has Apple TV Plus. Timing-wise, it's not really built for the rest of the world to watch it. But if you're in Europe and you want to see the games, you're not going to be like, hey, I can't believe there's damn draws because that guy's not in Europe. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. I mean, regardless, I think we're both saying the same thing about wanting to have that third game, whether you get there with a determined winner or loser.
Not really. I'm just trying to figure out what was the decision-making behind no draws.
I mean, we have to get somebody from MLS. Maybe they can help us with it.
I thought maybe between the three of us.
Have Don Garber call in. We all have our theories. I mean, we're never going to get the answer.
I just want to talk to Donnie G. Oye, ma, mira. Se llama Tuesdays. En un sandwich.
Okay. Look, it's still a lot to look forward to. It should be really cool. We're not going to know what it's like until we're actually there kind of experiencing the playoffs. I wonder how many three games we're going to get, how many three game series we're going to get. I don't think we're going to have that many. I mean, for most of the time,
it's four. There's four different
in each conference or whatever. I don't know. We'll see how it works. Honestly, I think it'd be hilarious if we get no third game, like, at all.
So fun. And no penalties? No. Just somebody's bodying the other person each time?
But, look, I'm hoping for an exciting game. I do think the having aggregate scores does add some intensity for that second game, trying to tie it up, and if they have the away goal rule and all this other stuff. So, I'm just worried that maybe the second game will be very dull or something. I don't know. I don't know exactly what to expect, but I think this is not what I would have went with, and there's going to be complaints. There haven't been a lot of people saying, yo, I love this. I haven't heard much of that, but maybe it's like, you know, we experienced the playoffs this year and it's like dope and we have a good time and then we don't even remember what the hell the playoffs were like in the past. So I'm open to it. So far, again, the product looks good and
I'm happy with what I've seen so far. Sure. And I'm willing to give this a try because we have no other options.
Okay.
We don't run MLS.
Exactly. Okay. I want to get into some of the kits. We can finally, all the kits are out for MLS this season. And you want to start looking at one of these or? Yeah. Let's do this. Okay.
I'm very confused as to what that question was.
Don't worry about it. It'll make sense in a little bit.
Cool.
Atlanta United, they have a new home kit, which is the red and the red and black, the five stripes. Which this feels a little bit exactly like their inaugural year. So I don't know if I should be impressed or not. But I think Atlanta United fans are just happy that the team is not straying too far away from.
I mean, they're back to five stripes.
Right. So Austin FC has been
not a fan of their away kit.
You don't like the Atlanta away kit. That was last year's. I want to focus on the new ones. So Austin FC got the green and green and black, different stripes and different patterns.
Sort of like a patchwork pattern.
This was similar. Barcelona did a kit similar to this as well.
So Austin FC is using the pull the lever.
Well, what do you think of it, though? Because some people aren't happy with it.
Here's why I like it. The confusing part is that Adidas uses three stripes on the shoulders, so it adds even more stripes to this kit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for me, it's like it seems like a lot, but this looks like one of those kits that when it's worn, it'll look a lot better.
I think it'll look pretty dope. Yeah.
And also, you know what I love the most about this is the way the logo stands out. Because it's a font-based logo,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to something else, it's like it gives you that little touch of like normality in an otherwise, Microsoft background.
Okay. Charlotte FC, they went with their Orlando Pride kit, which is pretty cool.
They dropped the perp.
I do like the color. I think it's kind of cool. You don't usually see purple and that blue together, but
the color of purple that they went with.
Chicago Fire. Bro, I love this kit.
It's incredible.
I love this this pattern. I wish it had maybe like a cool sponsor on it.
Is this a new home and away?
No, they wore this. They wore the...
The home is the same. The away is the new one.
Last year, yeah.
I don't remember that for some reason. Maybe it's the first time I'm seeing that the detail. Chiron pattern inside.
Love the Chicago Fire kit.
Incredible. Also, center badge.
Yeah.
Love a center badge.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I got it. That's the one. One of the ones I'm like, oh, I got to get that one, I think. FC Cincinnati, this is the blue one here.
Yeah, man.
It looks like water or something.
Bro,
like that.
I'll tell you what it looks like. Prom night. That's what it looks like.
It's a little. You got a little smut. You got some schmutz on.
Bro,
on your
splash kid. Zone, bro. Yo, hit him with the. Show him how to get there. That's how you get there, right there, folks.
So I'm not a huge fan of it, but
put a towel down for the new FC Cincinnati jersey.
Columbus Crew have their black and grayish triangles in there. I thought it was cool. I do think it was cool. Columbus Crew did do a cool thing. They had like a black I think for Black History Month, they had a like a model and a photographer, I believe based out of Columbus, and they did like a really, really dope photo shoot announcing the kit, and I really did love that. So it was dope. And I'm here.
That's dope.
Rocking the old
The OG crew kit. That's the three of us. That's me, Christian, and Miguelito, bro.
Let's go real quick. Colorado, I like theirs a lot too.
Incredible. This might be the dopest thing Colorado's ever done. Ever. On the pitch, off the pitch, in a board meeting, anything. This bro, is better than any deck they've ever delivered to a potential brand sponsor.
High fashion. I like it. It looks really, really fresh.
By far the best thing ever associated with Colorado Rapids.
DC United.
Bro,
this finally,
is nice. This
cherry
is nice.
Blossoms.
Por
you know,
fin.
You know what sucks, though, is like Newark is known for cherry blossoms. They're known for the third biggest cherry blossom festival. Number one, Japan.
I went to in Japan. Yeah, they were very, very beautiful.
They're Japanese flowers. Mm-hmm. Second, DC. It's very upsetting. Newark, put a couple more. Take the title, will you? So, shouts to DC. It's what they're known for.
Very, very cool.
Come on. Can Newark not have nothing?
FC Dallas did. They brought back the Dallas Burn.
Bro, I don't know about this.
The fire that was coming out of the Dallas Burn, the horse's like mouth.
This looks like a guy who doesn't know how to hook up an old car would get this corny decals on the side.
I don't know if it's corny. I mean, it definitely feels
corny.
It feels like something Guy Fieri would wear. It's a little bit of that.
It's a little Flavor Town.
It's a little Flavor Town.
It's a little Flavor Town, dude.
It looks too much like the fire emoji, like on your iPhone, a little bit for me.
But it is the homage to the old Dallas Burn. So that I do appreciate the story, and that's like one of the things I'll focus on a little bit. I think this year MLS clubs did a lot of good work in announcing these kits and telling a story behind them. So I thought that was cool.
Look, every one of these kits has a reason.
Right.
Houston, beautiful.
The orange one is the new one.
Yeah, this does look like a horror film of like a guy coming through some film. But it's a cool kit. And I like the way the colors adjust. I like the little bit of hexagons back there.
Yeah, it's like digital. It's like almost digitized a little bit.
Yeah. I think it's great. I also like I'm a fan of the mix of the oranges.
Okay. LA Galaxy,
beautiful kit.
They crushed it with this one. This is like a OG Galaxy. One of the colors of the OG Galaxy kits and stuff like that.
I spoke to Adidas. What they did is they said since Klein won't be fired, they gave you a kit from before Klein was a part of the team. So
interesting. Yeah, that's another.
If you believe me, that's on you.
We've already got a Klein out in the chat.
Are they in there?
Okay, the LAFC with the smoke.
More important than the smoke is using the large LA without the addition to the badge. It's just the center of the badge, like where the hat would have.
Letters, yeah.
So that's kind of dope.
Yeah, a little different. I think they wore these in their preseason game. And they look good. A little, unique, a little different.
I do miss the YouTube TV. I guess you can't do that now. But I do miss that sponsor.
Okay. Inter Miami, I thought this is a good kit. I like
mixing
the detail.
Black and pink is in this way is smart.
This works. This works. So no notes. I mess with it. Now, okay, Minnesota United.
This is the kit.
I love this kit.
This is the kit.
I mess with this kit.
This kit is heavy.
Okay.
As your people would say.
Okay.
This is a beautiful kit. I bet you this is going to look absolutely incredible on the pitch. This is one of those that will stand out on any rack in any store you walk into. This kit right here might be too much to wear casually, but it's absolutely gorgeous. This is the one.
It grabs your eyes. You know what I mean? It steals a lot of attention.
I think none of it seems overdone.
Yeah, it's just nice.
I kind of wish this was the NYCFC kit because this kind of feels like an abstract take on the skyline.
Okay, interesting.
What do you think the shorts look like? That's what I kept thinking when I looked. Like, is the shorts going to have that same gradient pattern, or are they going to be...
Yeah. Okay.
Get out there, bro.
Montreal doesn't have their kit out yet. I guess
you didn't see the tweet?
No.
They apologized. It wasn't going to be out in time. So they're going to play. Let me see if I can pull this up.
Oh, wow. I did not know this.
Or can you find that?
Which one?
Club de Football Montreal.
Yeah.
CF Montreal released a tweet apologizing to their fans that essentially someone else tweeted why, but mm-hmm. I think they couldn't get their design to Adidas in time, or they weren't able.
Damn, bro.
So they're going to end up playing in the same kit but with the new badge on it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a real damn shame.
Damn, dog. Okay. We'll see where we can get more details about that. Nashville. Nashville, they did the Johnny Cash Man in Black kit. But
it's a complete blackout, right?
It's like a complete blackout kit. Just black and, sort of silver detail or silver accents.
To reiterate or to touch back on, Kyle Sheldon had tweeted this out, but CF Montreal said a message to our fans, and it's a note. It said, "Hi fans, we're looking forward to unveiling the new primary jersey for the 2023 season. Unfortunately, a new jersey will not be available at this time. Our team will play with the gray secondary jersey for the time being. As part of the club strategy surrounding the change of identity from the Impact to Club de Foot Montreal, the organization has decided to add to the 2023 primary jersey an inscription in an indigenous language. The club is committed to developing lasting and sincere relationships with the indigenous communities. As the consultation process with indigenous communities is still ongoing, we have decided to pause the distribution of the 2023 primary jersey to strengthen our approach by listening, collaborating, and co-creating concrete initiatives with indigenous communities. We are grateful to our fans, to you, our fans, for your passion, and we are committed to keeping and updating on the developments surrounding our plans moving forward." Now, if you don't know, I only know this because of my friends from Montreal. Apparently, there's been a lot of issues going back and forth with the way the government has treated the indigenous community in Quebec and in Canada as a whole. So this seems, I want to take this on its face value.
Yeah,
I don't want to assume they're lying to just buy themselves time. I hope this is right. Maybe what happened was they released something and the indigenous community is like, well, that's not what that means.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get that right. So hopefully we see a great kit. The other reason I feel bad is because they've had so many issues with the change of logo, the fans band.
Yeah, this is not from a kind of fan continue to build fan trust. This is not. This isn't
great.
It's
but
a bit of an L.
It is, unless what comes out really pays respect to that community.
Right, right. So they gotta absolutely bring it. Okay. So we mentioned Nashville. And they had the Johnny Cash Man in Black,
which I think is such a dope kit, dude.
I'm a big fan of Johnny Cash. I think most people are.
I've heard one or two of his songs before.
Okay, he's a very legendary artist. But Nashville was actually kind enough to send us,
and it says Johnny Cash on it.
Yeah, it's hard to see on camera,
so let's hope that's the kit.
But here goes. And it says, Johnny Cash, one of the most influential country music singer-songwriters of all time, called Middle Tennessee his home as a resident of Hendersonville with 9 CMA awards. I always watch the CMAs. I don't know about you.
Huge fan. I'm like, look at that, another cowboy hat.
I'll skip a little bit. It says, known as the Man in Black for his all-black stage attire, this persona was more than just a costume. In 1971, Cash recorded the song The Man in Black as a protest standing up for the rights of the poor, incarcerated, and other forgotten communities. So here's the Johnny Cash kit.
Is there a way you can do it where, you're not surprising me?
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Has my name on it.
Ooh.
Oh, so it's just yours.
It's just yours? It's only
mine. Yours. Great.
Alexis is not
I hope it says your name, but it's double XL.
Really, really dope. Shout out to...
what a cool surprise to find out on the show.
I thought they would be both in here.
They did send us two. Is there not one in the box?
Nah, bro.
Damn, son.
Okay.
Hey, your kid, dude.
we'll sort that out. Okay. Any the final few to go over? Real quick, New England Revolution. We got a
cool. Doesn't seem like a big advancement on previous kits.
I mean,
but
I think
cool.
They could have done it maybe a little bit. Something a little bit.
It does. If you think about their old kits, they used to have that like sort of triangle kind of splash pattern. So this kind of harkens back to that time.
But I like that. It looked good on Saturday. Rebels have this yellow. And
can I just say,
blue-ish.
Absolutely incredible. The designer Daniel Patrick designed this. Bro, this might be the hottest Rebel kit of all time. I've never seen...
I'd agree with that. You know what? When I first saw it, I was like, I don't really see what the big deal is. But then I actually saw it on somebody, and I was like, yo, this actually looks pretty dope. It looks pretty good. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, man, I hate that it looks good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it is. This is really dope. And if maybe this might be a way to help bond with the fans a little more, because I know they've had some real struggles. But they used a young up-and-coming designer, African-American designer, I believe, as well. I've seen some of his other stuff. It's absolutely incredible. So shouts to them for pulling from someone within the community.
Okay.
You know what else I just noticed?
What?
That the new kits are not, they don't have that curvature at the bottom anymore. Like dress shirts. I hate that because no one ever wears kits tucked in, right? Just a bunch of, you know, tyrannies out here. Everybody wears it out and you need it to be straight all around as opposed to that weird, it looks like you're trying to cover your back pocket. It's okay. So weird.
I like both. I mean, I'm fine with either. I think they both look cool.
Skinny boy privilege right there.
NYCFC, okay.
Incredible.
Yes.
Subway tile, subway mosaic.
I love the mosaic. I don't love the, like, just seeing the NYCFC emblem in it. I almost wish I would have seen more of, like, other types of designs or the city or something like that. I don't hate it, but I'm just like, that's
our faces and flat brims, bro.
So, it does look dope. Especially worn, it looks really, really cool as well.
The thing I don't love about it, it feels a little training top-ish.
Okay.
Right? It feels a little bit like a training top more than a kit, but I have a feeling with, you know, I love the I can't tell if that's more orangey. It's like the orange sort of lining that it has on the sleeves and on the neck. I love the little nod to New York culture. Again, subways is how we get to the games. It's how we travel around this city. I love that. I love that little bit of like just connecting itself. You know, there were a lot of, people were upset in the beginning when the first kit came out and it looked like a Manchester City kit. Yeah. So this is slap you in the face, New York.
Yeah,
and that I love about it.
Okay, Orlando did the wall kit, which is just a bunch of a brick wall,
bunch of bricks.
The comedy club
kit.
Okay, we're gonna be performing in front of the kit. It'll be dope. What else we got? The
Philly Union,
Philadelphia Union
got away from Bimbo.
Right, which is, but Tom, it's still the same company.
Yeah, Thomas's English Muffin.
It's just a different bread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember they went with, what was the other one? Sarah Artisanal? Yeah. Sarah Lee, the one kit said artisanal on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is nice. It's like a child's painting of clouds.
Yeah, it's like
watercolor.
This also feels like a training top to me.
This does. This absolutely does. But we've also seen like the kind of colorful camo training tops in the past. I have right. The Napoli one.
Yeah, this is the one complaint I think people had. I saw on Twitter was that the socks. I think they want the socks to be yellow as well, or something like that. Like it doesn't match with like the rest of the kit. But
Omar Ramirez, thanks for the super chat. Said, I want everyone to know he spent $1.99 to send this. random, but should the Premier League have a Red Bull team? You guys feel free to have that argument in the chat. We do not want to have that.
Go over it.
The answer is no.
What English city, though, would get an RB
great
team?
Great question.
Oh, great question. What English city would
Burnley,
be?
Red Bull Burnley. Red Bull
Burnley might be the one who, I mean, if we're going to punish Red Bull, it's send them to Burnley. The thing about Red Bull Leipzig is Eastern Europe, Eastern Germany.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most successful team still in Eastern Germany. So you kind of got to put them somewhere that the rest of the country's like, we don't.
Wales? I don't know.
What about like Bath? Bath, yes. Fancy city?
Or what about Newark? The original Newark.
Oh,
there is that's right. Newark Town, right?
Yeah. It's like a peaceful place.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm shaking up, bro.
All right. Let's go through these a little bit. And
Portland, absolutely incredible. I know the fans will hate me for giving them any credit whatsoever.
Somebody said,
is there a way to put this up without the ad spinning?
I have to do the, what you call it?
Okay.
Ad block or something like that, but I don't have that on here. I saw this on Reddit. Somebody did a meme of like that the the home kit with the roses is grandma's couch, and then the away kit is, or the green one is the
grandpa's chair,
grandpa's lazy boy.
yeah. That's pretty perfect. So, but look, I mean, the rose kit was absolutely insane. I think they hit another home run.
Yeah, it looks good. One. It's a little bit different.
There's a name for this RSL kit.
Honey something.
I don't know the reference, but what I do know is I don't like it.
Beehives.
Really? I don't love it. It's pretty basic.
What apparently, is Utah is the beehive state.
Beehive state.
So yeah, that's not the state. It's the beehive state?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
They shouldn't let people them choose their own.
People were very... I see RSL fans are very happy about this kit. I think it means a lot to them.
I think it reminds them of the championship winning kit.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's why. I get it, but I don't love it. It's a little...
It doesn't speak to me, but I like that they're happy with it. I'll say that. Well, speaking of a team of fans that are not too happy with their kids, Kansas City.
Cover your eyes.
they were like, yo, let's do a little bit of remix, but not put too much effort into
the it. The only slide on the deck said, run it back.
Rewind.
The one thing I do love about their kits is they've always made it look like a domestic shirt. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Their kits have always felt, I think it was it the diamond pattern that they had across
JG
the
just
chest?
Said, Alexis triggered by bees again.
I just don't like bees, bro. Something you gotta know about me, Miguel. I hate bees, dude. I don't mess with bees. Two or three guys with guns standing on a corner, perfectly fine. What's up, fellas? How we doing? A bee?
You're out.
I'm like, whatever you shoot the bee. Damn, bro. I don't know how he's
bro, a bee with a pistol? Oh. No, dog.
My worst nightmare. Worst nightmare. Bro. Stop putting bees in the chat, you maniac.
A bees in the chat. Bees in the chat.
What I love about SKC kids is they've always felt like dope clothing you could just wear as opposed to a sports jersey. So mm-hmm. I think this kind of reminds me of
it. Feels like a proper piece of clothing. You could wear this to church, bro. This looks good. It looks
all
right.
That's a very Midwestern thing to do.
San Jose did the, a bunch of, like, it's like mountainous or triangles. Nothing too crazy here. Just
kind of hate it.
It's they're doing their thing.
It's a lot going on with that
kit. They need a full rebrand, bro. I'm so bored by this logo, this kit.
Okay.
I don't like the way the Q is bigger than the rest of the letters.
Damn, bro.
I don't like none of it, bro.
Okay. Lexus is letting everybody know.
Yo, for real, the whole thing.
Sounders.
El Revolu.
Sounders, I thought.
What a terrible 1-2 this is.
It's bright.
What an absolutely terrible 1-2 this is.
It's a
home
green.
Away.
It's a lot. It's bright. But I do love the, this is the Bruce Lee kit. You know, they had the Jimi Hendrix kit 2 years ago.
Yeah, which was dope.
And now Bruce Lee, obviously, who lived in, or was he born in Seattle?
Bro, you just picking people that have traveled through Seattle. This guy had a layover, bro.
No, Bruce Lee, I believe, either lived in Seattle for a very long time or was born there.
Bruce Lee ain't born in Seattle.
I believe he is.
Nah, give me the tossed salad and scrambled eggs, kid, bro.
He's the Frasier kid?
Bruce Lee is buried in Seattle.
But he lived in Seattle.
Yeah.
He's living there right now.
He's currently living there. Yeah, he's doing fine. Well, I do.
This is horrific.
I don't hate it. I do think it's a the design. I probably would have went with something a little bit more subtle. But I more than anything, I love the story. The reveal was dope.
Well, you ain't wearing the story. You wearing this splash screen from a Geocities website. This is horrific. This is terrible.
Oh.
Ain't no one gonna take you serious in the Club World Cup. Ain't no one gonna take you serious in the CONCACAF Champions League. You pull up in the old snake suit.
Okay. Look, we got some people. Lex said in the chat, Bruce Lee was married in Seattle, went to the University of Washington, and is buried here. Okay, so look, a very important figure, obviously.
The kid went to the UL, bro, University of L.
Wow.
Got him.
Yo, if Brucey was alive, he would not take any.
Damn,
bro.
Cremated him, bro. No, I didn't mean that in that sense. That's terrible.
Wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, I didn't mean it that way. I corrected myself immediately.
Toronto.
I like it. I like it because I hate it. You know what I mean?
I don't like
it's kind of so ugly, it's dope.
I don't really like it much. It's not doing... It's not... I don't know. It's just not super... I'm not a huge fan of, like... When the sleeves are a wildly different color than the rest of the kit.
You just don't like fun, dude.
Nah, I don't think this is too great. Okay. And then St. Louis City, obviously, we saw when their kits first came out.
St. Louis, you know what? People are upset about the white kit. I feel like you kind of need one for your first kit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Is Purina, though, the worst sponsor in MLS? Cat food.
Look at their lineup, bro. They might be dog food. It might be cat food.
Nah, bro. I think they looked all right. I've seen some highlights.
Better than Bimbo. You know?
And Vancouver went, you know, very, very, you know, the tell us. And then, you know, look, Vancouver never usually does pretty much of anything when it comes to
Remember
kids.
That dude who scored the crazy kick, the French guy, the Vancouver? He scored the crazy goal.
I forgot his name, but I know who he's talking about.
He did this. That was like a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that a similar kit?
Probably. They've had pretty much the same kit ever since they've been in Major League Soccer. So I'm not really expecting too much out of them, to be honest.
Purina is puppy chow, right? Dog chow. Isn't that what they call it? It's dog food, not cat food.
Oh,
food.
Isn't Purina both? Don't they do cat food and dog food?
I don't know. But I do love a corporatized, like, why don't we have a name that shows our food is pure? How about Purina?
Ooh. We are the Purigans, everybody. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible. That sounds like there's tiki torches in the background.
What else did I have on the docket? I think that's about it, unless there's something I missed. Obviously, there's... the U.S. Women's National Team played there. They played two matches in the She Believes Cup so far. They won against Canada, and they won against...
New Zealand. Japan.
Japan, yes.
1-0. 1-0 to Japan.
1-0 Japan. Mallory Swanson, which is already... It's getting... it's hard to do.
Pugh just had a good ring.
Pugh?
Mal Pugh? Bro. That sounded like the Neptune sound I've heard before.
It was happening on the broadcast. They kept calling her Mallory Pugh.
Yeah,
and
they have to correct themselves. I saw DeMarcus Beasley be like, Mallory Swanson.
Yeah. Better than Gortat. Remember that?
Morgan Bryan went to Morgan Gortat. Yeah, and that's a...
That's just a rough name. That's a rough name.
Hold on.
Cut to my ISO real quick. Say the name.
Morgan Gortat.
That's what you do when you hear that name. For those of you listening, it's like a little cringy.
How do you think her husband feels about that?
Bro, you gotta have some respect and say, like, yo, I'm gonna say your name.
They do.
Unless his name's Brian. Yeah, he's Brian. Brian.
They do. I have heard that, like, in, as far as when you get married and who takes whose name, and that it should just be the better name wins.
It should be the better name.
Uh huh. Well, okay. I mean, you know, but some people are very traditional.
Like, mine would have been Guerreros. Is a much better name than O'Connor.
Alexis O'Connor, though.
Bro.
Coming to my side, bro.
Sounds like a bar fighter, bro. That bare knuckle boxer. Alexis O'Connor.
Dude, it's not too bad. I mean, you're gonna get a few more replies on them resumes, I'll be honest.
Yeah, not true. Well, actually, yeah, because then they think it's a white woman. And mine, they always my resume actually had to say Mr. Alexis Guerreros.
Oh.
Because as soon as I made that change, I started getting more job offers.
Oh.
Talk about disrespectful.
Look at that.
Classic America.
Right? America.
So Doughboys are called it the She Bullies Cup. What a lovely, great, childish thing to say. It was great.
Bro.
I do want to talk a little bit about Mallory Swanson because she has, I believe, scored 6 goals in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And has... looked like the all in, like, just out and out first choice striker for the U.S. Women's National Team. And my main concern here is that I believe the She Believes Cup is going to be, I think it's the last, I don't know if the U.S. has any matches scheduled until the World Cup.
Okay.
So, you know, I know Doughboy's making he made a joke about the Europeans are going to kick the USWNT asses. And I I am a little bit nervous.
Can I just, I want to say something. I know we're not supposed to deter from what we're talking about for the chat, but Pete Morton said, Alexis O'Connor sounds like you were raised by a single mother. I was. Alexis Guerrero also sounds like that.
Bro, you nailed it. I mean, look, if you see Alexis's personality, I mean, it's fairly obvious.
Oh, this isn't made by there being a male figure in the house. You don't act this way.
So the but Mallory Swanson has been incredible, and
and she had a bit of a there was a bit of a layoff.
Yeah, there was
in her career. There was a bit of a dip.
Yeah, and as far as you know, we spoke to Beast Mode Soccer. I don't know if you are familiar with this Instagram, very big Instagram, but it's run by David Copeland Smith,
who we've hung out with. Well, he helps train a lot of the biggest women in this game.
Right, right. So he is a trainer, he focuses on like certain drills and finishing. Finishing is like his main thing. He posts a lot of videos and stuff like that about it. But he has trained everyone in like the U.S. Women's National Team, especially like forwards. Mm-hmm. That's the person they essentially learn from. But this is like a great, what you call it? Like a great advertisement for his like services. Bro, it's like incredible. Because Mallory Swanson.
This is like, what's his name? Going to the LeBron Center.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jamal.
Marcus Rashford.
Marcus Rashford. I almost said Jamal Mashburn. my brain is fully scrambled.
Legend of the Premier League, bro.
My brain is fully scrambled, dude.
But this is just such a great advertisement for
what he's already difficult to get in. But at least he has the app.
Yeah, who is the profile photos with Ashley Sanchez?
Ashley Sanchez, who's in also college.
Who's also a beast in NWSL and the U.S. Women's beast. National Team.
One of my absolute favorite players to watch. When she links up with Trinity, oh my God, the two of them.
So
bananas.
Justin Freeberg in the chat says Mallory has scored 6 of the 12 goals that the U.S. Women's National Team has scored this calendar year, which is wild. Yeah, she is. She looks like on a different on a different level.
She looks like she's. I mean, the injuries must have been difficult, but she looks like she's in prime shape. Mm-hmm. She looks like she's fully focused.
Right, because in the last World Cup, she did not play much. I think she played in like the Thailand game. Maybe she may have scored one or something like that of the 12 goals that went in. But this is going to be Mallory Swanson's
year
for sure. She looks, you know, easily like the best player on the pitch. And the goal she scored against Japan, which was just I forgot the center back that sent the initial ball, but Alex Morgan takes a great touch, traps it, and then sends it over to Mallory. And you could tell the Japanese defender was like, she was closer to the ball than Mallory Swanson was, but you could see for a second, she's like, I got this. I don't even have to.
Yeah.
Hit the nitrous. You know what I mean?
I can take it easy.
I can take it easy on this one. And then Mallory just absolutely turned on the Jets and then finished a great ball to the far post. But
I mean, look, the U.S. Women's National Team is better off with a wildly informed Mallory Swanson than without her.
Yeah.
Even though they have an absolute stacked lineup. She is an absolute game changer.
I have a feeling.
She's only 24.
Yeah, dude.
You keep forgetting she started so young, but she was one of the first players to play out of, like, not do college, right?
Right. I think she's
17 years old.
No, not 17.
I think she turned pro at 17.
Oh, maybe. Because she was playing for the U.S. Women's National Team before she was a professional, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. But I want to talk to you about I don't know if you saw the questions that Vlaco had about Crystal Dunn. So they were asking him about Crystal Dunn. And
I did not see this.
So she, you know, the debate is always Crystal Dunn should be playing as a midfielder,
right?
But she plays left back. For the national team, and it got to a point where he got like tired of the questions. Because
I did not see this.
Yeah, I'll pull up his quotes. I'll get it on screen. But the he essentially was saying about, you know, that she nobody is forced to play in any particular position. He's like, you know, she is as a fullback, she is one of the best left backs in the world. But if she plays midfield, she has to compete with Lindsey Horan, Christy Mewis, and so, you know, it's just like he basically did the like, yo, stop asking me about this. Like, she's
y'all ain't the coach.
She's on the team.
Yeah.
She's not saying anything to me that she doesn't want to play at that position. But in other interviews, Crystal Dunn has voiced her opinion that like she would prefer to play in the midfield.
But you can also take that with a bit of a grain of salt, because sure, she could prefer to play there, but she can also understand that that would limit her playing time.
Yeah.
Because there's such a high level of competition. And also, she's really good at fullback.
Right. And so this is the thing where it's like she's not making the request to her coach about playing in that position. But it seems like the fans and a lot of you, maybe people in the media, are making that like, yo, why don't you let her play where she plays? Because she plays for the Thorns in the midfield. Not as a fullback.
Right. Not as much competition in the Thorns. Also, can I just be honest? This is similar to comedy. When somebody heckles you, the worst thing you could possibly do is what? Get what?
Cry.
Yeah, well, okay. Second worst thing you could do.
Well, but that wasn't what I was supposed to do?
I would love to see it. You're just like, then she said, you said, what? Yes, a complete.
This is a safe space.
Who let you in here? Okay, the other worst thing you could do is get angry. When you get angry, it's not fun anymore. The funniness is gone. You've lost your status as a comedian.
Right.
The moment you have anger, that emotion removes you as a comedian, and you lose all power in that room. You lose the authority you've gained in that room by having the mic and the amplification. And that technically, by some degree, the person who's heckled you has won. I think it's the same thing when you're a coach. You got to figure out a way around this. You got to figure out a joke with them. You say it first. Pull the 8 mile, you know? And be like, anybody have any questions that don't involve this person not playing midfield? If you make it a thing by getting angry or reacting in a more tense way, you've revealed that it bothers you.
Yeah.
And to some degree, that's what made that we wouldn't have talked about this had he not gotten angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look, and the exact quotes that I have up now, he goes, Vlatko says, quote, obviously she's a world-class player. But she has a choice too. She can compete as a midfielder, but she has to compete with Rose Lavelle and Lindsey Horan and Katarina Mercario when she comes in as well, right? So if she doesn't feel comfortable playing left back, or she doesn't want to be left back, nobody is forced to play in any position. As a left back, she's world class and probably one of the best left backs in the world. As a midfielder, she has pretty stiff competition at that position. So everybody has a choice, and then we make the decision. Then shout out to Jonathan Tannewald at the goalkeeper for the quote. It's a strange thing, because I feel like, as given that Crystal Dunn hasn't made this, you know, either complaint or request with her coach, yet there seems to be an outcry for her to play in a particular position. Are we messing it up for her?
Yeah.
Making this.
Yeah, you're making it hot.
You're making it. He's like, yo, I got a job. Why are you trying to mess with my bag?
But also, that's like if your boy says to your girl, like, yo, I was going to say something while disrespectful. So but like, why you so much teeth? No, but like,
why you so much teeth?
And I think you know what I'm talking about. If not, you haven't spent enough time in the no draws Bangola. Okay. Yo, why is there so much rubbing out there, bro?
Okay.
The point I'm trying to make is, whatever your boy says, it reveals that you've told them
right.
that this is a complaint of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So by all of us going, yo, player in the midfield, at some point, it's going to create the dynamic with the coach that you're unhappy, whether you are or aren't.
You're right.
But he's going to be like, is you saying something around with these reporters?
Yeah, yeah.
What you mean I use too much tea? You know? Do not clip that.
I wonder how much from her perspective is. I don't know if she's like, yo, let's stop talking.
She hasn't told
other people to be like, yo, let's stop talking about it. No. I mean, I think
she also hasn't come out and said, like, stop talking
about it. Right, exactly. So, and I think this is going to be an interesting World Cup, because the players, I believe it's 24 players on the roster. that the ones who make it to the World Cup in Australia and New Zealand now after the equal pay agreement, especially between the men's and the women's national teams, every player that qualifies, that simply qualifies for and that gets on that World Cup roster, I believe they make like $400,000 immediately just for qualifying.
Let's go.
It's a huge. I mean, now
can we get on this team?
So Crystal Dunn is like, yeah. Hold up with all
y'all
this.
Y'all can all you want as long as I'm on this squid.
You're gonna play goalkeeper, okay? Yeah. I'll stand on the listener's shoulder,
yo,
bro.
My G. You should try me out at assistant coach
because I just need to be there.
Water boy.
Yeah. Anybody thirsty? Give me that 400.
I'm just trying to make it on the squad, bro.
Bro, so I'll be the backup to the backup left back, bro. I don't care.
So, so there's clearly a lot at stake. But I think Del Boy in the chat said, it says, you guys should be worried about the Lionesses. Lauren James, Reese James' sister, looks like the future LeBron of soccer. Let's go. Taking the crown.
Damn,
from
Christian Pulisic, bro.
I'll read it because it's just a strange comment, but it says, when black girls play for England, the game is over. Well, why is that an issue in England? There's plenty of black players that can play.
Wait, say that again. I didn't read this.
It says, when black girls play for England, game over, USA, which is just a weird flex.
That's England, baby.
Well, God, what rules did Brexit institute in your country?
That guy's been spending too much time in Burnley, bro.
Yeah. That's a real Burnley comment, bro.
Rebel Burnley out here.
Yeah, damn. RBB, bro.
What a wild statement. It's great.
Jesus. You shouldn't have read that. Or twice.
I think it's a weird thing to be proud of. That's the main thing. But look, we all...
Wait till we have equality, bro. Then it's over for y'all.
Del Boy, we love you, bro. You out here wild in the chat.
Yeah. Oh, everybody wild in the chat.
I mentioned this before. I do think this World Cup is not going to be a breeze by any means. I mean, the World Cup in France that the U.S. won was there were a couple games that were like, oh man, not the game, obviously the final against Netherlands, the game against obviously the game against England, but I wasn't scared. I mean, did the U.S. give up a goal in the World Cup
Yeah, because wasn't it rough there for like the first two matches, or was that
no? They didn't give up a goal, I believe, in the group stage. Yeah, let's see if
we can
get that information. No, it's all good. But they had a relatively easy run through that World Cup, and I don't think that's going to be the case.
They did not concede.
They scored against Uzbekistan. Sorry, come on.
Okay, well, we're not talking about Sheba. We're talking about the World Cup.
But I'm trying to get there.
Yeah, their goal differential was 18-0 just through the group stages.
Yeesh. Yeah, so look, I don't think that's going to be the case this time around. I think we've already seen a loss to
England, France, and Spain in the round of 16, quarterfinal, semifinal, scored one goal against them each.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I think it's going to be a tough run this time around, and I don't think they're. I mean, they have to be the favorites, but I don't think by that much. I do think England has a really, really great opportunity.
England has a great squad. They beat the U.S. women's national team at Wembley.
I just mentioned that. But Ellen White, who's the striker for England?
Isn't it Mead?
Beth Mead is one of the players, but she has an ACL. She tore her ACL. She's going to be out.
She's out.
Ellen White, I believe, is having a baby. It's something like that. So the roster might look a little bit different for England during the World Cup. Maybe Ellen White already retired or something. I do not know. I know she was a bit.
Yeah, it says she retired as a former professional.
Okay, so she's not even going to be a factor. But I do think they England has to be high up there. U.S. lost against Spain as well in that. Those back-to-back matches between England and Spain. So I think there's a little bit of, I don't know if turmoil is not the word, but it's not like...
But I think it's also impossible to just keep winning. You know what I mean? If you're going to lose, I'd rather you lose in friendlies than to lose in a World Cup. So
right, right.
You know, there's a little bit.
It makes me a little nervous. I mean, it doesn't give me that confidence, because even though those might be friendlies, those other countries are they've shown that they can step up and that the moment is not too big.
But what I like about it too is now there's better competition, because it seems like some of these other countries have really taken a big leap forward in women's sports.
Right, right.
Which is huge.
So the intimidation factor of the U.S. Women's national team is slowly kind of dissipating, and that's
they get a load of Swanson.
Okay. Oh, Doughboy has an explanation. So let's read it. He says, in the female game, the English FA didn't put academies for girls in the big diverse city, so essentially ignored black girls in the development system.
Can I tell you something? Same here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's same a here. Factor too. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Look,
I think we just have a head start on everyone else, because was it Title IX?
Yes. Okay.
But that's all soccer, men and women. Barely touching the hood. Yeah. Barely. And when they do, they don't do a good job of it. They send a Swedish guy in a bow tie. It does not help anybody. Hola mi gente is not getting no dual nationals to sign up for the American squad, bro.
All right. Let's wrap up, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in.
Before we head out, you guys want to give Champions League predictions? Two games starting in half an hour.
Yeah, let's do that.
Real quick.
Let's see what the first round is.
We got Frankfurt, Napoli, and Liverpool, Real today.
Okay. Frankfurt versus Napoli.
Napoli's going to...
Frankfurt is a great squad. They're playing so much better. Boy...
Napoli's Napoli.
The same for you. Napoli is going Napoli all over you.
Frankfurt are at home. And we've been to Frankfurt. We went to...
Impressive.
Commerzbank Stadium.
I had to send an apology to an eagle. This has threatened you. And I'll never let it happen.
Eagle.
I said to his face. I spoke his own language, bro.
So we got a lot of love for Frankfurt.
Shouts to Frankfurt. Shouts to Commerzbank.
It's not going
to
be a breeze. Napoli haven't breezed through the Champions League.
No, they're not playing as strong as they do in Serie A. But I think Napoli has what it takes to get past them. Osimhen is on another level.
Yeah, I do think you have to favor Napoli here.
And Kvaratskhelia.
I'm not even going to be
Kvaratskhelia. Yeah, that was good.
Come on now.
Yeah, he's been
your boy. Been practicing.
He's been a beast. It's even gotten to the point where people are upset because his FIFA card is like really, really low, because he hasn't been that great of a player. But they haven't updated it to a respectable number, because people call him. Kvaradona.
Kvaradona, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he plays for Napoli. That's pretty great. What's his number? Do we know what his FIFA card number is? Maybe we can look that up. And speaking of Liverpool, Real Madrid, I mean,
you're going to have to favor Real Madrid.
I saw something really funny. I forgot where it was on Twitter, but it said, here's the combined 11 for Real Madrid and Liverpool, and it's just Real Madrid's 11. And, I mean, for this season, I'd have to say, absolutely. So it looks like it's going to be not all the away teams are going to win these. Not easy to go to Anfield and win, but...
I mean, but yeah, if
Real Madrid is certainly going to do it.
If this was any other season besides this season for Liverpool.
Did you see Klopp get asked about Vinicius by a Spanish reporter?
I did see that.
Something wildly disrespectful.
Yeah.
So it was like Del Boy wrote it.
You're going to get roasted a little bit.
You're going to have to take a couple hours for that one. But it was wild disrespectful, not that this has anything to do with American soccer.
Yeah, it was a very strange... I thought the question was strange.
Klopp dipped out of it.
I didn't see that. Because I only saw like headlines, so I didn't actually see exactly what he said. But essentially, the question was about...
Vinicius Jr.
deal with like racial abuse.
No, have you ever noticed that he likes to antagonize on the field?
It's already a shitty question.
Okay. That might be the most colonizer question.
Horrible, horrible question.
And he was like, why, you know... He essentially was like, dude, you know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. And you're not going to catch me in that.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful to ask me that question. Paraphrasing. But shouts to Klopp for figuring out a way to sort of bow out of that. But
it's really
absolutely wildly disrespectful question.
That has been a thing.
See me in a street, Mudgy.
Yeah, it has been the last couple months. I don't know what was the turning point. I don't know if it's just Vinicius dancing, because he's a great dancer. And he dances after scoring goals. Yeah. But it's led to so much racial abuse for him.
I think it was the Atletico Madrid game when the Atleti fans hung an effigy of Vinicius. Like, they hung it outside
the
stadium in Madrid.
Yeah, well,
I've heard that.
Atleti, they've been
I heard the Atleti fans are, you know, let's just say that they would carry tiki torches.
So, but he's just kind of...
Bro, this is why they don't like reggaeton, bro. They like their kind. They forced us their religion and their language. We made it saucier because you got the spin everywhere when you speak.
Okay, bro. Wow.
And then you kept your real European bias this entire time.
So look, it's
this is why I don't listen to Rosalia. I'm sorry, bro. This is why.
She has a couple bangers.
Oh, no, I'm not saying she doesn't, but this is why I refuse. I turn it off, yo.
Yeah, wow. Wow. What a protest, Alexis.
We don't co-sign a colonizer. Quevedo is cool though. He's from Las Palmas. You know?
It's like, I'm not gonna support Rosalia while watching the entire La Liga season.
I mean, again, we've covered on this show before. Nobody watches the entire La Liga season.
Hold on.
And shouts to Southern Spain. I know y'all ain't like that.
Okay.
You know them parts where the king live. All right. Sticky.
All right.
Let's just say it's a real del boy.
Oh, you know what?
The situation out there.
I'm going to unbox one more thing before we go.
You might not have heard him, but he said he's going to unbox one more thing. Is this something we get to taste test?
So all I know about this, I don't know what this is. Well,
is this another thing that's just for you?
No, it's not just for me, but this is sent from a Gully Squad member. Shout out to Gully Squad, patreon.com/soccercooligans. Join today. But this came from Megan Weber, who Dark Clouds, obviously.
Absolutely.
Minnesota United.
Hung out with her so many times.
One of my favorite people. All she said was... I'm going to send you something. Be careful when you open it. That's all she said.
So should we move the failed Apple
products? I'm moving back. Yeah, I'm moving. Well, I'm standing far away.
That's all she said. So I don't know exactly what it is, but we will.
Grab the fire extinguisher,
Miguel. I'll watch it on the show. Okay, there's a letter here and a scarf. I can't really see that. Okay.
This is great for the listener as we just wait. There's a lot of bubble wrap. The scarf is very thin, very small.
Yeah.
It says Little Cloud.
Oh, okay. This is probably for my kid that's on the way.
I don't think it's your penis nickname.
I don't know if I should read this on air. So let me not do that.
Oh my God. Okay, hold on. So my favorite beer. Is Coors Light. We all know that.
Right.
Somewhere on that list is also a beer that I found out is going out of, they're done with it. They're not making anymore.
Okay.
So they shipped me a bunch of them.
Hey.
Which I will not drink because I only drink Coors Light, but this is so sweet. I'm not going to put this on air, but we'll put this on social.
We don't want to get in trouble.
We'll put this on social. But I can't believe you said this Coors Light. I spoke Coors Light.
Mountains are blue and everything.
Oh my God. How did you keep it cold? And you know what's above those mountains? Our little clouds. So thank you so much.
Megan, thank you so much. We seriously appreciate it.
Megan, you are the absolute best. Kevin Foy says, Alexis is like a little kid while Christian reads the card. It's always been this. Christian will read everything. I'm like, open the game!
Alexis, he just doesn't want to know. He doesn't know how to read.
Yeah. I can't read the card, dude.
All right. Y'all the absolute best. Seriously, we appreciate it. We'll be back next week, Monday, as usual, here on YouTube, and then the podcast available wherever you get your podcasts on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Anything else? Follow us on all socials at Soccer Cooligans, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. We're always on there. And subscribe to the YouTube channel if you have not yet.
As long as you watch YouTube videos, don't subscribe to it and then not watch the videos because that actually hurts.
Alexis is in such a deep like spiral of YouTube analytics that make absolutely no sense. It's just like, bro, nobody cares about YouTube the way you care about YouTube.
You know who does? YouTube. Buddy, I'm in. I'm inside.
Just subscribe and watch or don't watch.
No. Don't. If you don't watch YouTube, then do not subscribe. In fact, if you are subscribed, then don't watch, unsubscribe. Trust me, it will actually help us.
Okay. We'll see you next week, everybody. Y'all the absolute best. Shout out to producer Miguel.
Miguelito!
Thank y'all.
All right. We'll see you next week, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.